Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, November 27th, 2023. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Welcome back to it. Here's what's happening today in America. Some hostages released. U.S. destroyer driven away. Santos almost expelled. And busiest travel day of the year. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, on Friday, Hamas released 13 Israeli hostages and 10 from Thailand and one from the Philippines. On Saturday, they released 13 Israelis and 4 more nationals from Thailand. And yesterday, they released 17 hostages. One was a 4-year-old American little girl. She watched her mother be shot and killed. Then she ran to her father, who used his body to shield her. He was murdered as well. She was held hostage for 50 days. Israel released 39 Palestinians. There are still 10 unaccounted for Americans. China's military says it drove away a U.S. warship from waters that they claim is their own in South China Sea. China's military claims that our guided missile destroyer entered their territorial waters. They claim that they drove our ship away and said that we engaged in a serious violation of China's sovereignty and that we are the biggest destroyer of peace and stability in the region. George Santos, who is a Republican congressman representing part of Long Island, is facing possible expulsion. The House Ethics Committee chairman, Michael Guest, introduced a resolution to expel Santos. Months-long investigation include he used campaign funds to pay for Botox, personal travel, and even pornography. He's also facing 23 charges in federal court. Santos did a live stream where he said congressmen are acting like they're in ivory towers with white pointy hats and they're untouchable. He said within the ranks of U.S. Congress, there's felons galore. There's people with all sorts of shiesty backgrounds. And he said his colleagues, his Republican colleagues, are more worried about getting drunk every night with their next lobbyists than doing their job. He said, I'm not running for re-election because I don't want to work with a bunch of hypocrites. Oh, I hope your airplane travel yesterday was one of the few uneventful ones. A record 3 million people traveled through our airports with plenty of storms across the country. Hopefully you got back from grandma's house safely and eventually. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is back with your message of the day. Next.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, tried to watch a bit of cable news this week, but couldn't get engrossed. Late afternoon programs, languid pacing, nothing new on the facts front. Not going to mention the anchors because disparaging comments get us nowhere. I will tell you, I sampled CNN and Fox News. CNN was doing presidential politics, but the panel, and that network loves panels, had nothing new. Biden's in trouble, Trump's Hitler, the usual. On Fox, it was Gaza. This might happen. Wait, that could occur. What about the hostages? On and on. Not a learning experience. Now, the other day, I looked up my ratings on the O'Reilly Factor for the first quarter of 2017. In age 25 to 54 demographic, that's the advertiser demo, they say, I delivered more than 700,000 viewers at 8 p.m. Now the delivery at 8 p.m. on Fox, about 240,000, obviously a big drop. The other cable outlets are far lower. The primary reason is predictability. Nobody wants to get in trouble with all the cancel culture surveillance out there. So the anchors are dull. Boring television. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Bill Fato, Pacific Palisades, California. Nice community out there. You are correct. Biden's not going to run in 24, O'Reilly. However, he will wait until the Democrat convention to announce that he isn't running. He'll delay for several reasons. First, as soon as he makes an announcement, he'll be a lame duck. You know, look, this is all guesswork, but that theory isn't bad. This is Frank Muscarello, Huntington, New York. We keep hearing from you, Bill, that Joe won't run, that his own party will look for a replacement. With all due respect, you are wrong. The Biden machine will run him all the way to the convention. Okay? We will, of course, find that out. Dan O'Brien, Cameron, North Carolina. If Joe Biden resigns, he won't be able to pardon his son. Not true. He could pardon his son tomorrow. President Biden could pardon Hunter Biden tomorrow any and all crimes on a federal level. Jordan Richard, Toronto, Canada. If you got that one-on-one interview with Biden, Bill, what would your first question be? That's an interesting letter. I go to the border right away. That would be number one. Then the economy and why he attacked the fossil fuel industry, and I'd have all my facts lined up so he couldn't deny it. Margaret Boyd, Boulder, Colorado. You said Nikki Haley is a lightweight. That is incorrect, Margaret. I never said Nikki Haley is a lightweight, ever. Why would I do that? She's governor of South Carolina and ambassador to the United Nations. Okay? Anyway, Margaret goes on, her views make a lot of sense to me. Good. I have nothing against Nikki Haley. She's not my type of person, but she obviously is a woman of distinction. In a moment, something you might not know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 85 years ago today, Frank Sinatra was arrested in Hackensack, New Jersey. His crime, allegedly, the seduction of a reputable woman. That was a law. Here is the story. Young Frank began his music career in a group called the Hoboken Four. The then 23-year-old crooner was very popular among females. After performing at a club called the Rustic Cabin, Sinatra had a romantic liaison with a local woman. The singer was arrested on November 27, 1938, charged with seduction. According to the complaint, Frank promised to marry the girl and then dumped her. However, she was already married, which made the act of seduction null and void. But authorities then accused Sinatra of adultery. That charge was later dropped. In total, Frank Sinatra spent less than a day in jail, was released on $500 bond. 18 months after his arrest, Frank dropped his first single recording, Polka Dots and Moonbeams. For the next 50 years, the singer is one of the biggest acts in the world. He released 59 studio albums, 20 live records, and had more than 200 singles on the Billboard charts. Frank Sinatra died in 1998 from a heart attack. He was 82 years old. The night of his death, the Empire State Building was illuminated in blue as a tribute to Old Blue Eyes, Sinatra's nickname. And here's something else you might not know. Sinatra's reputation as a Las Vegas carouser earned him his own signature cocktail. To this day, folks on the Strip can order the chairman of the board, 3 shots of American whiskey, 4 ice cubes, and a tablespoon of water. Sinatra loved booze and tobacco so much, he was buried with a bottle of Jack Daniels, 2 packs of Camel unfiltered cigarettes, and his favorite Zippo lighter. Not sure whether those items did him any good with St. Peter. Back after this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.